With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. President Trump has announced the framework of his new health care plan.
The president wants Congress to take up the proposal after lawmakers let tax credits expire. However, the White House provided few details. Under the plan, the government would send money directly to Americans to use in health savings accounts. Critics argue the accounts wouldn't be enough to cover costs for most consumers. The president's plan also focuses on lowering drug prices and requiring insurers to be more transparent. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The U.S. housing market slump dragged into its fourth year in 2025 as sales remained stuck at a 30-year low, with rising home prices and elevated mortgage rates keeping many prospective home shoppers out of the market. But when it comes to improving the market, Heritage Foundation analyst E.J. Antoni says President Trump has the thread, the needle.
He's got to try to make housing more affordable for all the people who haven't yet had the opportunity to buy housing. But he's also trying to do it in such a way that it's not really going to kill the people who got into these homes at the artificially high prices in 2022 and 2023, let's say.
GOP strategist Aaron McGuire says the shooting of Renee Good by a federal immigration officer during an enforcement operation in Minneapolis was a preventable tragedy.
Her wife was outside the side of the vehicle, filming the officer, antagonizing the officer, continuing to yell at the officer. They thought that this would be the big, beautiful clip for them to show that they're really sticking it to the Trump administration.
While the Supreme Court considers the issues of males competing against females in school sports, the people have made up their minds. An AP poll finds that about 6 in 10 adults strongly favor state laws that bar boys from participating. This is SRN News. Open Doors U.S. has released its World Watch list.
It's an annual ranking of the countries where it's most dangerous to be a Christian. North Korea is number one, followed this year by Somalia, Yemen, Sudan, and Eritrea. Rounding out the top 10 are Syria, Nigeria, Pakistan, Libya, and Iran. Open Doors also reports that nearly 400 million Christians around the world suffer high levels of persecution for their faith. That's 1 in 7 believers worldwide, 1 in 5 in Africa, and 2 in 5 in Asia. Michael Harrington reporting.
A group of Democratic attorney generals have filed a lawsuit challenging the Trump administration's requirement that states must recognize that male and female are the only two immutable sexes. Last year, the Department of Health and Human Services informed states that they must certify compliance with President Trump's executive order if they want to receive health funds. This is SRN News. Britain's main opposition leader has joined a protest against China's planned new embassy in London.
The British government faces a Tuesday deadline to approve or block the project. Britain's Conservative Party leader says China has harassed members of parliament and British nationals connected to China. Hundreds of demonstrators gathered at the site on Saturday and chanted, "No China Mega Embassy." The UK government is expected to approve the embassy, which would be the largest in Europe.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. The Supreme Court has agreed to hear an appeal from agrochemical manufacturer Bayer to block thousands of state lawsuits alleging it failed to warn people its popular weed killer, Roundup, could cause cancer. The justices said Friday they'll consider whether the Environmental Protection Agency's approval of the Roundup weed killer should provide a warning. More details at srnnews.com.